So exciting that we have five good men to baptize this morning. Okay. Okay, you five, can I get you all up here? I don't know where you're sitting, but I want you to sit right in the front row to share a bit of your stories. Get over here. George, where's Elijah? Down the hall, ready to chicken out. Patrick, where are you, bro? Out the west door, is he? You know, Benj, come on, sit up here, you guys, sit up here. What's it going to take to encourage you? Patrick alone, between Sue Hale and me, we had three random meetings with him just on the street. Like, randomly. Three, or was it four even? The mall, the street, in random places. I just know the Lord set up just so he wouldn't chicken out, because this is an act of courage. Hey, after those three or four meetings, Patrick, where are you, man? Oh, he's getting changed. Okay, I was just worried that after all the work the Lord put into getting us randomly meeting up this week. And George? Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry. All right. Lord, this morning, five men are going under the water, like you went through the gates of death. But death could not hold you, and neither will Andy keep them down under the water. You arose in newness of life. We confess together this morning the power of the death and resurrection of Christ that fills all who believe, forgives all their sins, washes them away, not with the power of water washing our bodies, but with, as is written on the board there, the power of a pledge of a clean conscience towards God and the belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I tremble, Lord, at the power being released here, not in some magical way, but by an act of friendship towards you, and obedience, and saying, where you lead, I will go. In the name of Christ. Patrick, come on up. Yeah, man, you. Before you run away again. He's not really been running.
Say it out of your own mouth.
No.
Let's leave that. Patrick, this has been an incredible year for you. Sometimes two steps forward, a step back, and then three steps forward, and two steps back, and then four steps forward, and three. Yeah?
Lots. Lots of backwards.
More forwards than backwards, I'd say. You're here right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to them, Patrick. They believe in you. Take in the love, bro. Patrick, baptism is a sign of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ in you, in this body, in this body, in this mind, in this heart. And I can see the fingerprints of God all over your life, buddy. I hear it in your story. So tell them a bit about what's happened to you. What's God done in your life? And speak up and hold the mic close to your mouth.
Wow. For me, I didn't believe in God. I hated God. I hated the church. I was abused by the church as a young person. And it took a lot for me to come to where I am today. If it wasn't for the School of Justice, Sue Hale, everybody that was involved with me there, I know for a fact I wouldn't be standing here right now at all. I'd be out there in my addictions, probably in prison or dead. No, because that's the road I was leading to. And I walked through these doors over a year ago, just over a year ago. And Sue Hale came and started talking to me. And I got involved with the School of Justice. And it was a change for me, you know, coming from where I came from. And today's not a good day, even though I'm getting baptized. In 2002, my three-year-old baby was murdered, and it led me on a path of complete destruction. And I still stumble. I'm not perfect. I disappeared for a while from here a couple of weeks ago and went back to what I know the best, and that's my addictions. And I had to reach out and get a hold of Nathan and talk with Nathan. And I tried to hide from Sue Hale, but that's impossible. It seems like God keeps putting him in front of me when I'm in trouble. And that's what happened the other day. I was walking by and I seen him get out of his car and he called my name and I just kept walking. And then I thought, what am I doing? This is one person that's been a big part of my life and a change of my life. And I went in and I spent some time with him. And, you know, this church here has given me so much, you know, and I have to give back. You know, I didn't know what God was. I didn't want God. You know, today I have him. You know, and people don't let me forget it. Right? Especially Nathan. You know, but I love it here. You know, this is my home. I don't want to be anywhere else. I want to be involved with this place, with the church, the people in the church. You know, that's where I'm at right now. Thanks.
Oh, George, here we are. Don't worry about them. It's just me and you here. Okay? They're not here. Oh, your mom too. Yeah. Just the three of us. This is sweet. George, lots has happened in you. I know sometimes words are hard to find to describe everything that you feel, that you think. What's God done with you, George? What's happened that you'd be up here today? Why?
Well, starters, I started the payment of the School of Justice. I'm the first person who's put money down for the School of Justice. So now I'm following Jesus. And when I was young, I'll tell you a story. When I was 2 years old, I was very, very sick. Okay? I think my mom told me I got the pneumonia. And so afterwards, my sister had to check on me when I was sleeping.
Check up on you?
Yeah. Because I was very sick. And I scared my sister half to death. My eyes was wide open, and my eyeballs was the back of my head, and all she saw was pure white. She thought I was dead. She ran to my mom and said, "Mom, Mom, George is dead, George is dead. Come and check up on me." And after that, I believed in the God and the Jesus Christ. And I believe in the miracles that he did. And I believe that he died for our sins too. And it's very wrong for what he did, what happened to him.
It was. Yeah. When I think of that, George, I think you and I were part of crucifying him. He came, and we did that to him. But I love this thing about all your life, you've looked back onto that moment when you were 2 years old, and you survived, and you knew that God was present in your life ever since you were a toddler, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I prayed for the miracle that he gave me that made me live today. That I was alive today.
Right. That you are alive today. George, when I think of saying yes to Jesus, I know that there's lots of other things that are offered to us in this world. That to say yes to Jesus means you say no
to a lot of things. I have to give up a lot of things. Like for one, smoking pot. And following Jesus' rules, because I broke one of God's commandments.
One. You think one?
One. I only broke one.
Oh, I don't think one.
Yes, only
and
one.
Now you just broke two by being a liar.
No. I did broke one of God's commandments, and thou shalt not steal. And when I was growing up, I did steal, which was wrong for me to do. And I felt really bad for that. So, and not only that, there's some health problems with my mom. That I'm scared to lose my mom. I just don't want my mom to get cancer. I'm just scared right now. That's why I'm following Jesus. Because I'm praying so hard for my mom to get better. I lost my dad 10 years ago from alcohol poisoning. I just don't want to lose my mom. Right now. And I'm just hurting right now. Because I'm afraid I might lose my mom anytime. She's having some pains right now. She told me she's in pain right now. From her health. So I'm praying very hard for my mom to get better. Just like God gave me the life when I was 2 years old. So.
I remember our scripture last week, George. And we're going to pray for your mom. And we're going to ask God to heal her. But our scripture last week said, Peter. John will walk his path, but you have to walk the path that God gives to you. George, this isn't magic. This is not you buy your mom's healing with the baptism. You know that. Will you walk God's path for you, whatever happens?
I'm just new at this.
You're doing good.
Am I? I just believe in Jesus Christ. That's why I'm just following Jesus Christ. And I just want to become my reborn Christian again. That's what to me baptism.
And we knew that, and I wanted them to hear that. I love that. I just believe in Jesus Christ. Thank you, George.
I'll just hand it to you. Introduce yourself. I'm Jonas. Holy smokes, there's a lot of people here. I forgot my tell, hold on. I don't know what to say. I think I broke every commandment twice. Not more than twice. I really don't know what to say. Yeah.
Jonas, I know there was like a decade in your life that you kind of lost. Is that okay for me to say that? I just did. Better to ask forgiveness than permission sometimes. God brought you out of a very difficult decade. What happened? What's the journey of God looking like as you came out of stuff?
Well, the most significant thing that happened during that decade was dying twice. How do I put this into words? That was a rough time. I thought I had control. I thought I knew what I was doing. And then once I died, I had absolutely no control. The only thing that I'm still baffled by it, Jesus. He kept me going. The 10 years gap is not the biggest thing. It's everything that led up to it. Broken family, drug addiction, murders, gang stuff. I've seen the worst of the worst, but I've also seen the best of the best. Like I've saw, Jesus kept me alive when I was supposed to be dead.
What do you mean supposed to be dead?
Well, I died. I was flatlined.
Clinically dead.
I don't remember any of it. The only thing that I remember was a year after. I had a dream that had these arms right around here and saying, no, it's just not time yet. And that's it. I'm trying to think of something profound to say, but it just ain't happening.
I think it's kind of profound that you said, well, I just died and now I'm here. I don't know, that doesn't really feel shallow to me, Jonas. No, I'm not going to try it, except once. What's Christ mean to you now, Jonas?
Freedom. Freedom. That's all it means. And when I do finally die, I get to...
For the third time,
I get to go to a place that's way better than this. And, yeah, that's what it's all about, right? I'm going to try not to break so many Ten Commandments, though. I've broken many. I haven't committed murder, but I have stolen. I've told lies. Yeah, I think I've done the rest of them. And I want to wash that away. That's it.
A woo is appropriate. Woo! Elijah.
Woohoo!
Really proud of you, my young buddy. So, what does baptism mean for you, Elijah?
It means,
you're going to do fine in this, man. I think it's something about going down, right? Take your time, Lodge. We're all good with this. Nobody's anxious here for you. Lodge, I've seen you grow up, buddy. I remember when you were little. I remember when you were really little. And now you're really big.
That is true.
That is true, Nathan.
So, in that journey from being really little to getting really big, can you kind of look back and think, I think God was always there with me.
Yeah, he was always there with me. Yeah, he was.
What does it mean to for you to say, I'm a Christian, I'm going to follow Jesus?
Means that I'm awesome.
That is like seriously one of the best answers I've heard ever. Now, I spent how many years going to school and they never gave me that answer? That's when God looks at you, that's what he thinks. Lige? Awesome.
I am.
Sometimes, for me, I'm not so awesome, and in those not so awesome moments, I know that I can come to Christ. And he says, son, That time you weren't so awesome, but I forgive you. You ever have that sense of being not so awesome? And Jesus says, yeah, yeah, don't worry about it. You still are, because I love you.
There was a few times. I was, I think, 6 or 7. I made some mistakes on the computer, which I shouldn't have.
That's really honest, man. That's really honest. And you're standing up here in front of all these people right now in the presence of God. Do you know you're forgiven, Lige?
Yep.
We are all witnesses today that this man knows what it's like to be forgiven. And to still hear that word awesome spoken over you, Lige. Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Yes.
That's why we're going to baptize you. Why don't you have a seat? Thank you so much, Lige. Yeah. Just let's, maybe you don't need recovery time, but I do. Benj, tell us a bit about your story.
I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up always knowing about God, and I always followed Christian morals. But
always.
You know. And I was going to say something. And as of, like, recently, there was, like, a part in my life where I didn't know him as well. And there was a lot of cool people in my life who taught me about God and baptism. Thank you, Mr. Dowley. And I was just apart from him for a long time, getting caught up in a lot of distracting things. And I realized how far I grew away from God because I didn't have a strong connection with him anymore. It was really awkward for me just to pray. And I just realized what I had lost. And I really wanted that back. And in that moment, God just like came to me and said, like, I'm still here and I still love you. And I just started crying right there, and I hope I don't start crying right now. But but it was very touching for me just to know that God is still there.
You didn't need to break all the sins that Jonas broke to have a sense of being far from him.
Yeah.
I'm just mulling this over here. 5 men from such different directions. And you, Benj, know that you are loved despite not all the breaking of all those rules, but you were apathetic. You had lost your first love. You were a drifter for a time, holding to rules. Tell me if I'm putting too many words in your mouth. That's
sums it up. Yeah, pretty much sums it up.
And you needed as much forgiveness as anyone here, and you have it today in the name of Christ.
Yes.
For you right now, Benj, what is it, again, the same question as I asked before, for you to say yes to Christ, what do you want us all to be witnesses of that you are saying no to? It's not the rule here that's the heart of it. It's the turning. This is the meaning of the word repentance. I'm thinking again and turning towards Christ. Tell us, if you can manage the burst of honesty that I'm asking you of, what does it mean to turn away? What are you turning away from?
Well, in this sense, I'm turning away from everything that's distracting me from someone who has loved me even before I was born. And Just, he's always been there, even though I've always turned my back from him. And yeah, pretty much it.
We're going to baptize you, Benj. It's your confession of your love for Jesus Christ. I'm so proud of you, my young brother. Gentlemen, join me up here. We're going to read the Apostles' Creed. Join us. What we're reading here is called the Apostles' Creed because from the very days of the first apostles, and if we can have this on the front. Oh, that's just reminding us what we're doing, said baptism. From the very first days of the apostles, this is in summary form, the short form of the story. Of the story that we're becoming a part of, that you guys are being baptized into. A few weeks ago, Andy said that baptism is into the body of Christ. Romans chapter 8. We are all baptized into one body. We are also baptized into the story of that body. If you remember several years ago from our study on the book of Acts, those of you that were here, remember that that book essentially ends with dot, dot, dot. And they continued to do the things that Jesus had started. The apostles continued, and now it rests on us. The story has come to you and me, Lige, and we're going to live out this story the best we can. And part of this story is saying, Jesus, whatever you got for me. But I know for you it started with death and resurrection. So give that to me today. Let me go under the water as a symbol of death. Let me come up out of the water as a symbol of your resurrection so that both will be at work in my life. Let them do their best. Let them resist me. Let them push against me like they pushed against Jesus even to death. And I might go down, but I'll never stay down. Distraction, Benj. Sin, brothers. They might push us down, and we might choose to go down, but we're not staying down. We're joining this story of down and up. Gather around. Gather in here, brothers. Let's read it together. I'm going to say the first part, the words of the elder, and just read the second part where it says the person. And we having trouble here? You running again, Patrick? Okay, no, he's not. And join us if you mean it. Do you renounce evil and commit your life to Jesus Christ? Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Let it sink in, guys. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayer? I will, with God's help. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Then on this confession of your faith, we baptize you. You're all changed. Let's do it. Passing over to Andy.
Give this to your dad, okay?
Ooh, someone was kind. Whew, it's not that bad. Okay, Jonas, come on up here. I'm going to need to give this mic to someone.
Holy smokes. All right.
Okay, we're
going to
go this way.
This way?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready? So you know what we do, guys, right? He comes up. It's exciting. It's new life. This is a symbol going down into the water, identifying with Jesus' death and his burial and the cleansing of our sins by the washing of the water. It's not the water that cleanses. It's faith and belief in Jesus, but it symbolizes cleansing. And then being brought up out of the water, identifying with Jesus' resurrection, and that we get to participate in it, and you get to participate in it. Right now, even.
Cool.
The life that's there. So, Jonas, upon your confession of faith, just you might want to do your nose. Because water flows that way. Upon the confession of faith, it's my pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So after each person's yeah, just get in here. Awesome. As soon as everybody's been baptized, or each person's been baptized, just go over there. You okay, buddy?
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah. It's not that bad. You get used to it real quick. Let's gather around them, and we'll just begin to pray, and just pray that God would fill them, and whatever. Okay, so just feel free. You can get up. You don't have to sit. You don't even have to sit. You can stand. You can move around. There, now we're all acclimatized, right? Patrick Tobin, just come forward a little bit here. Cover your nose. Mm-hmm. Upon the confession of faith that you have just given, it's my pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
There he is! There he is! Woo!
You ready?
As much as I would love to be.
Yeah. George, on the confession of your faith, it's my pleasure to baptize you now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.
go. Well, you're almost taller than me.
Oh, one day, Dad, I will be taller than you. Oh, yes. Just wait.
Okay.
You haven't seen the nightmare yet.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right.
My mom has known it, too.
She knows it. Lige, this is a real pleasure. On the confession of your faith, it's my real pleasure, my extreme pleasure, to baptize you now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Real proud of you, Benj. We love you, and we're looking forward to what the Lord's going to do in your life over the coming years as well. And we know you have a heart for Him, and His love for you is unconditional.
Awesome. Benj, upon the confession of your faith, it's my pleasure to baptize you now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So Lord, we ask that you'd fill each one of these guys with your Spirit now. Just pour your love onto them, your pleasure. Lord, we ask for words of encouragement now to be given to the body for the building up of these ones that have publicly declared their faith and their allegiance to you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.